The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the podcast production company that's making the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts and a 6th event podcast, but we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for listening.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. There are plenty of different designs available, so there is guaranteed to be something you love. To show your love of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B. D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. Redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today. All art supplied by the brilliant Decapitated Markers.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Core, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. Having been betrayed by Xanatos and interrupted by a confused Waka, our hero's heist has really gone to Podu. Fonzi ignored a gunfight to start building a fork gun by befriending Kano. Brash decided he had to save his team before he could flee the station, and Vic won at space poker, defeating an opponent who tried to shoot him. There, you're caught up. So get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
Brash, you're running down a hallway, and you can hear, obviously, like there seems to be some commotion. You can hear some blaster shots, and you feel a pit in your stomach from a plan going horribly awry. But you did already kind of commit to yourself that, yeah, these people are kind of dumb, and yeah, this is probably going to go pretty badly. But there is one piece that might hold all of this together, and that's you. You're the glue that might be able to bring this criminal crew together. And if you can just get there, then maybe, just maybe, things will be okay. And that's when the fuel depot explodes. So you are flung across the small hallway. You bash up against a wall, collapse to the ground. You don't necessarily know it's the fuel depot, but knowing Xanatos, that's exactly the kind of thing he would suggest the two of you pull. And you can actually feel the whole station start to tilt. The gravity seems to still be active, but think kind of almost in a vaguely Inception-y way, where down is still down, but what down is starting to change very rapidly. So you stagger to your feet. What do you do?
How close am I to the casino versus the ship?
You can hear it down the hall, so like fairly close. I would say you're... obviously, we're not using proper movement bands in this situation, but like you're kind of like one move away from the casino, and we're going to say four from the ship.
I don't know if I can get this ship started in time to actually survive this. Okay, I'm going to the casino, but I'm going to calm the stormtrooper captain and send a message from the ISB, just like saying that he needs to activate whatever defenses are on the pleasure tumor. We're under attack by rebels.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll just let you do that. I think that's fine.
Great.
And again, like if you remember the sort of honor guard guy who is with Kreev.
Yeah.
He's like the I'm in this until I die guy. Like he's your Gerard Butler circa first Olympus Has Fallen, where it's just like, I'm just going to do the job.
Yeah. Yeah, man. We got the hardcore guy.
So he's going to go. He kind of yells like, yes, sir, the rebel scum will not win this day. And then he clicks off. You can hear him like kind of running. His comlink's kind of open and you're just hearing like.
Yeah. And I mean, it's dangerous, but I'm rolling my eyes so hard while I run.
So you the floor is I'm going to say just on a slight tilt, like it isn't full inception yet. You can tell that that's the way it's going. We're going to say it is turning clockwise and the way will like again, down will always be down. I'll basically if you don't find somewhere, depending on what you do, if the station continues to keel the way it is. I'll just describe like what has become down.
The fake gravity is shifting essentially.
The gravity is still pulling you directly down. You get the sense that whatever orientation it had is probably uncoupled.
But the floor will shift.
So
yeah.
So the station is shifting, but gravity will continue to be down. So you run forward. Everything's just starting to tilt slightly. You come up on the tipsy droid. You throw open the doors, and you're greeted with chaos. You can see Vic awkwardly scrambling across a table, trying to pull chips towards himself as the table shifts. There's a screaming, flaming goat man with one arm. You can see it seems like Fonzie is like having like a weird heart-to-heart with a guy. You can see a corpse kind of across the room. There's a few corpses around from random gunfire. There seems to be a guy taking meticulous notes standing next to the corpse, muttering to himself and kind of nodding as if he's trying to commit all this to memory. In general, there's just pandemonium. The blaster fire seems to have stopped, but now there's just like screaming and panicking and the whole room seems to be in chaos.
Cool. I'm imagining
a very, like John Oliver response to this.
Yeah, I'm imagining not very many people can. I can't like yell over the crowd. There's too many people screaming. So I am going to book it for Vic because I'm already doing this physically. It's like characters doing this, but in my head I know. Okay, I need to find out if he lost or not. Because if he lost, I'm gonna pull a gun on that guy and make him give me the ship keys. And I don't know if Waka Fonzie will fucking listen to me, but I can yell to him in a minute. He's going to have to finish his conversation, apparently. So I just, like, hurry forwards and grab Vic. And I'm like, Vic, I'm sure you won, but also, hey, did you not?
Yeah, great. You're just in time. Help me carry these.
Okay, here's the deal. We can't cash those in right now because the station's going to explode, but do you have the keys to our ship?
I think I won some keys.
Wonderful. Let's take those.
Well, no, but I mean, like...
We're going to take... And I take it out of his hand.
Well, if it's going to explode, then I won't be able to cash it after either. It's now or never.
And I take my gun out, and I say, Vic, this has been a very bad day. And I swoop my hair over my shoulder so I look beautiful. I've got a gun on him and a case and the keys. And I'm like, I'm going to the ship, and it's going to fly away.
And I pat down my jacket. He's like, I'm a lot of pens.
Now you can come with me to the ship and we can all be friends, or I can leave you. Normally this would be a very impassioned speech, so let's try that. You are a talented man who cannot die at this time in the galaxy because Vic Dunbar is the future. And Waka Fonzi, whatever you're doing, you're also of the future, so we all need to go to our ship right now, and everyone else needs to stay the fuck out of my way. And I strike a heroic pose, and if I kind of like to use leadership for this.
Sure, great, yeah. So we smash cut to Waka Waka Fonzi. So you've stormed up to Kano kind of as we're imagining. We jump back in time like 5 seconds to he's still running down the hall. You walk up to Kano, and at this point he's like kind of sizing you up. Like there's kind of a professional respect there. Mm. You walk up to him, and you'd said earlier you want to use coercion or intimidation. Is that still the way you want to go?
Maybe more coercion. Well, yeah, like he probably just saw me blast a hole through that guy. So he knows I mean business.
So no matter what it is, it's intimidation.
Yeah. So I guess no matter what, I'm going to be intimidating. So I'm just going to, be bigger than the bear kind of thing. You know,
sure,
just walk up to him.
What do you say?
Nice robot face.
Why, thank you. I got it fighting a guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Took a knife right to me eye.
Oh, wow. And then you got a robot face after that?
Yeah, got me a robot face. Should've got a helmet like you, eh?
You had a helmet like me?
No, I should've got a helmet like you.
Oh.
Here, them Mandalorian helmets are real good.
Yeah, so I'm told.
In the background, there are explosions. The gravity shifting. Yeah, it's klaxons.
Yeah. Everything's just starting. The chaos is just beginning.
Oh, hey. Speaking of Mandalorian, you ever see those fork guns that those Mandalorians have?
No, but I heard about them. They sound real good.
They sound real good. I know this guy who, he made one, and he had a gun kind of like yours, and a gun kind of like mine. So if we combined our guns, we could make a
then
fork
gun.
Then
I could have a fork gun.
I would have the fork gun.
No, I mean, look at you. You're a tough motherfucker. I saw you just kill that guy.
You're pretty tough. You had a robot.
I didn't kill that guy.
No,
I got a robot
eye.
You
got a knife to the eye. That's pretty tough. I didn't get it. Well, I mean, I lost 50% of my brain when a lightsaber went through it. But I mean, I don't have. Yeah, no. Hey, that's a long story. I don't even remember.
Well, you sound like a tough motherfucker. Why do you need my gun?
Well, because I really want a fork gun. And I think that if I had a fork gun, then I could probably kill the majority of the people in this room.
Hey, well, that sounds real spooky. Now I want the fork gun.
Well, what? Okay, what if
there's like an explosion? Now everything's legitimately starting to turn. Brash has just run into the room, but this conversation is still going on.
Okay, I got an idea. What if we made two smaller fork guns? So we each have a fork gun.
Like a fork pistol?
Yeah.
Well, when are we going to do that? Seems like this ship's blowing up.
We'll do it right now. Doesn't sound that hard to me. I have,
let me check my,
I have,
he'd like to brace.
I have,
honestly, if there was a time,
I have 1 point of mechanics, which makes me think I could do that. And I'm going to brace.
Okay. So, Adam, you brace, and you know what? Everyone else is like stumbling around like idiots. You feel fucking great.
Yeah.
You aren't going nowhere.
I'm just like a statue.
Solid as a rock.
Brash, you can see Fonzi start to like take out like mechanics tools and start like futzing with a gun. And Kano's looking pretty like stressed, but is also kind of going along for this. What do you do?
Did my rousing speech not win them over?
No, they were still talking. They're talking about fork guns.
I was kind of blown away by like the whole knife eye story.
Okay, the joy of having more than one gun is I want to throw my gun at him because I have more pistols on me and I don't need the one in my hand. So I want to hit him with my gun.
Fonzie. All right. Well, I think you can just do that.
Great. I throw my gun and I hit him with it and I say, "We're all leaving." Oh, just a second. And I take a step into slightly better light. And I'm like, "We're leaving because everything is going to explode. Bring a friend who can become an employee or stay here and die. Goodbye." and then I just turn and start booking it out of the casino because I'm not fucking around anymore.
I grab a handful of chips and I'm like, maybe they can cash these somewhere else. I grab a handful of the highest denomination of chips.
Fonzie, what do you do?
Hey, Kano, ever seen an awesome space bike before?
No. Sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I got one in our ship. You can come look at it if you want, and then we can make the fork guns.
A whole space bike?
Yeah.
Is it 100% intact?
If the person I sent to fix the bike is doing their job, then yes.
Oh my god, we're all gonna die! Where's my mom? Where's my mom?
Where can I cash these?
Is that a yes?
Well, I believe it is. Let's go.
Yay!
With your new friend Kano, you start to leave. Now, on your way out, you've made some like contacts throughout the ship. The station, like, you've got alarm sirens blaring, stormtroopers are around. Is there anyone in, basically, is there anyone on the ship that you actually care about, or are you guys just booking it out with who you are? There's no right answer to this. We're going to assume Sweep is like...
He's on the
he
ship.
He was on his way back to the ship, so like he's fine. You sent
Shatterstar back.
Nyx is also back near the ship.
Nyx is already back near the ship, so for me, I don't think there's anybody in my head that I want to save.
No, that's totally
I would
fair.
Probably try to kidnap Kreev if I had the ability, but all the stormtroopers are with him, and I really don't need 15 stormtroopers on our ship, because I'm not ISB.
Where's Dibs?
Is the ghost of Dibs. He's a force ghost
now.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I had told you that Dibs used his magic to turn to dust.
Oh, yeah.
So that's half the trick. I need the prestige.
Where
is Dibs?
I'm already ahead. I've given my announcement. I am not talking. I am getting to the ship.
He hasn't taught me that part yet, but I'm assuming it's going to be like any time now.
All right. And I point to the bartender who I taught to make
shake.
Drinks. Shake, shake. And I'm like, shake, shake. You're the new Dibs. Come with me.
All right, that sounds excellent. Here's one for the road. And he just throws one, like a Dagobah mudslide, at the flaming goat man. He's like, he can't drink it because he is on fire.
Yeah, someone should help him. And I'm like,
I agree. Clean up on aisle, that guy. Let's go. And he like vaults over the table and he gets like halfway over the bar. And then he just like shakes himself off the edge and stands up. Those core industry droids are just really, they always get like 50% of it. And he starts chasing after you while, like, mixing a new drink.
Perfect. I will enjoy that later.
And I run. Can I create a diversion to help people escape?
From the station? Are you going to try to confuse the station?
Well, like, we're running away, so I think we need to cause a diversion.
So that you can help.
To get away
you
faster.
Guys get away. I'm sorry. I also thought you meant to help everyone in the ship get away.
I assume you're helping the rest of the casino.
I want us to get away, so...
Okay, yeah. What kind of diversion do you want to cause? So the ship is... the entire station is starting to tilt.
Okay.
Everyone's sliding.
I want to use a destiny point to ensure I brought my space grenades.
Yep.
With me?
That tracks.
I have two space grenades.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'll just be like, hold on, I'm going to cause a distraction. And then I walk in, I like pop the pins and be like, time to up the ante. And then I like toss it in.
Oh, that's a great line.
So
Nick says, which I don't hear. I'm too far away.
So we smash cut back to Brash as we started with, and like, you know what? You were right. Just if anyone could pull anyone out of this, it would be you. And then suddenly you just hear two massive detonations. The entire station trembles. You hear a bunch of screams. Kind of looking back, you can start to see, you can feel your beautiful top knot start to like kind of blow backwards as you begin to feel the suck of vacuum. And bits and pieces start flying off the floor, and you can hear a horrible rending, twisting metal noise as the pleasure tumor begins to detach from the rest of the station.
Great. Well, there are moments for like being a team player, and there are moments for not dying. And I totally believe that to build an empire, you need to remain an emperor. So I sweep my hair over my shoulder just to make sure that it's billowing very magnificently. And then I would like to hit the closest thing that shuts a door behind me so I don't get sucked into the vacuum.
Okay. There aren't any. You're in a long hallway. This is a running time. Oh, so you're out of destiny points. So.
I mean, I'm never going to stop running, so that's great. I don't. They got told that they could make it, so in my head, I'm like, there are choices that leaders
they're
make.
They're all like right behind you.
Oh, yeah.
It's just close enough that you're kind of like, oh, no, okay.
Okay, so it's just I'm aware.
Yeah, yeah, you're not immediately being sucked backwards. It's just like, if you tarry too long.
Oh, there's no fucking tarrying. This is moving. All right,
so Fonzie, you catch up to them. What do you say?
I did it. I did the diversion.
We're going to talk later about critical thinking. You understand? That's not a great choice.
Shake, 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 shake.
I would like to put extra energy into and focus on running faster than Brash so that now I'm leading us to the ships.
You roll me. Can you both roll me an athletics check? We'll have to do these one at a time. No difficulty, just pure roll. So it's athletics and brawn.
Do I need to do one, or am I just like super athletic?
Are you trying to win the race, or are you just running?
No, I'm just.
You're probably keeping Kano caught up with the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are doing a Captain America Winter Soldier and Falcon run.
Oh, sweet.
It's like on your left.
I have two successes.
And I have two advantage.
Okay, so Tyler, here's my question to you. You're not actually faster, but you do have a fistful of chips that might trip him up a bit. Do you throw it under his feet, or do you just keep running?
I just keep running, because I am faster than him, because I know it's just a matter of time that I will...
Just weighed down by all those winnings.
Yeah.
That's great. So the two of you are kind of like doing that, and then just as you're both kind of posturing a little bit, like Kano and Fonzie just kind of like... run by on either side, but just in like a very professional soldiery way. Like there's no competition. It's like very jaunty. He's like, oh, I've never seen someone use two thermal detonators before. That's right. Crazy.
Hey, do you have anything that explodes that we could throw?
Oh, no, just this gun.
No, we need that to make the fork guns.
I know. Two fork pistols. We'll be fork buddies.
I'll race you.
Then they take off ahead. So Fonzie, having now cut ahead. This is a Brash episode. So Brash, you kind of watch as these two idiots run past you. What's going through your head?
I'm debating about shooting them. Like, I know it won't help me in any of my goals, but there's also a part of me that remembers my whole goal here is survival. And he caused this problem. So if someone's going to go around a corner and get shot when we get to the ship, because someone's probably tried to commandeer it, I'd way rather it was those two out front. So I'm just going to like coast in behind them. Like if it was a bike race.
Yeah, I understand. I'd be right behind. I'm just catching like
I'm like,
it's like the draft.
Yeah. I'm drafting behind him. And I would say at the same time, I reach over as though I'm going to pull Vic behind Kano because my loyalty is to Team One, only he is for some reason matching me and like trying to see who's making steps first. And I realize he's racing and I'm like, okay, fuck it. He'll do whatever I do.
You can see me like looking at your legs and like, and ahead, like down at your feet and then running like if I'm just a toe ahead kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just steering him that way. That's it. This is just a sprint. So
excellent. All right. So, the five of you, I guess, because you've got Shake Shake with you as well, around the corner to the docking bay where that like ugly red carpet had been rolled out for you. You can see that Nyx has like the you know how in Star Wars they have those like sort of it's kind of like it's almost an invisible laser grid that like you can just look out into space from anytime we've seen a ship like dock in Star Wars, just mm-hmm. like flies into a chamber.
Yeah.
So he's got the sort of the blast shielding up so you can see out into space. The ramp is down. The ship is powered up. He's like kind of gesturing quickly to Shatterstar, who is like desperately helping sweep drag the remnants of the Righteous Indignation towards the ramp. Brash, kind of for the first time, you see what I guess is kind of your team now all laid out in front of you, and all kind of like working together in kind of a weird way. Like the second, Kano and, Fonzie get in there, they immediately start helping. And like, Vic is like kind of out of breath, but like near you, and he did actually grab a significant amount of money. Like there's some actual credits in there. So like things are actually looking pretty good. And then you see the Imperial shuttle kind of drop into view To your horror, everything kind of time slows, and you see Xanatos just like open fire with full blasters, and the Falling Express, the best ship, the PT Cruiser, is blasted to shreds. So,
no!
Hey, friends, it's Ryan, but like regular Ryan, as himself, talking about Dum Dums and Dice. Yes, I'm one of the people behind this show. Obviously, you're listening to the show. You're loving this show. Somebody's doing great. Probably not me, but like Tom, he does really good work. Tyler does really good work. Third person also does really good work. I don't know what show this is on. But the important thing is that you can support the show and join the show at
patreon.com/dumdumdice.
That's right, that address that I totally just said. Go there, join Dum Dums and Dice, support the show, it's going to be great.
So shrapnel flies at all of you. Nyx is caught by the worst of it. Sort of shrapnel blasts across his face.
Oh,
he falls, Shatterstar kind of catches him. I think, Fonzie, you're probably firing, like you and Kano are probably like laying down fire, but again, it's an Imperial shuttle. So it just sort of, you see it pull off and, just immediately jump to hyperspace.
Is my bike okay?
the bike was pretty fucked up. So honestly, none of this hurt it more.
But it didn't get on the ship.
No, it didn't. They didn't manage to get it on the ship.
I run over to it and I just kiss it. Like,
it tastes like the, do you pull up your helmet or do you kiss it with just the helmet?
Through the helmet. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear. I like to think that maybe just inside your helmet, the glass is just perma smudged.
Yeah.
Just from
yeah.
you kissing various things. So the shuttle takes off. The station is starting to rend. Brash, you're running the show right now. What do you do?
Well, this is less than ideal. And I just like take a moment to center myself because I need to. I reach up and this jacket and this whole like one piece isn't working for me. So I just take the top off. I need to look better. I need to be the handsome guy. I like pull it down and tie it at the waist like, so I look very good.
And like the fire is burning so heavily that you just immediately get like hot firefighter grease sweat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and there's still a little bit of oil from the interior of the dirty uniform, but it works for me. And I just run a hand over my chest and I run it over my face so it just becomes somehow like seamless war paint that just flows in with the green. And I realize we don't have a ship. We don't really have weapons. Everyone on this station is useless. And except I am a spy. And there is a very horny captain who is ready to help a spy who may have control codes to a shuttle.
I will also say I spent a destiny point to blow up your ship. You know what? I'll say I spent two.
Can I grab the keys back out of your hand? That I won in that poker game?
I mean, they're in my pocket, but you can get them.
Oh, okay. So then I, like, very awkwardly and bodily, like get my hand in your pocket and, like, spend too much time kind of rooting around in there.
Yeah, and I, like, give you a wink. Like,
and I grab it out, and I'm like, these aren't the keys to my ship. These are the keys that I won in the poker game. And I hit, like, the, like, beep, beep, like, just want to, like, find in the parking lot, like, just the unlock button.
So part of the wreckage goes,
I guess I've never seen these keys before. And I just throw them on the ground.
They skitter across the ground to a rapidly melting gold toilet.
Vic, I need everyone to focus right now. Everyone, I need your eyes on me. Also, Shatterstar, look after Nyx. He's very important to me. So everyone else, eyes on me. We're going to the med bay. All of you are now assets with Imperial Intelligence. Your officer is me. We've been operating on this station. We will report to Captain Creve. We will wake his horny ass up. We will save Nyx. And then, hopefully, he'll have a code or be able to call for help, and I can keep him all horned up. This is the plan. Let's execute!
And Ken was like, all right, sounds good to me.
Well, all right, I guess so. Did you at least get the jewels?
Yep.
Perfect. Because in Vic's
mind, I'm still mind, holding like, a giant suitcase.
Yeah, in Vic's mind, like, the actual heist was boring and dumb, and it should be for jewels or diamonds or something like that. So he's just changed it to that now. You got the diamonds?
Yes, Vic. I have so many
gems.
I love it when a plan comes together. Let's go, team. And I start walking.
Fonzie, as you look at the wreckage of the ship, it's just kind of a classic. Like you fire some shots through kind of out into space. You kiss the righteous indignation. But as you look up and you see the flames, you almost get double vision. Like it's almost something you've seen before. And you remember the last time you were this close to fire and wreckage. You remember standing up and dusting yourself off. You remember raising a rifle that was different from the one you have now. It was better. It had tongs. It was some kind of fork gun. And you remember raising it just before you hear a snap hiss and see a green blade. And then suddenly you're just back in the shuttle, and Kano's like shaking your shoulders, like, "You're right there, mate."
Yeah, I'm fine. What are you looking at me for? Don't touch me. Jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Just looked like you were in one of them Mandalorian battle trances.
I don't want to talk about it. Look.
That's real cool.
Thanks. Okay, look. I'll go take this bleeding face guy. Shatterstar, your main priority is to fix my bike.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro.
Shatterstar,
I'll do that.
I mean this in the most respectful way. We're not worrying about the bike right now. We really need to move forward. Do you want the gun? You can have the gun or the bike. Gun or bike, your choice. But you got to make a grown-up decision here.
All right, Kano. You get the fork gun. I get the bike.
Oh, that sounds like a good deal to me.
So he goes and he's like,
I'll take what I can get. This is alive.
So he and Shatterstar like hoist the bike and they're just going to carry the bike.
All right.
No, I'll look after Nyx.
I can carry
him. I walk
him,
over like, and it's like, oh, he's gross. Like, I don't really want to touch him. So I'm like, can you get up?
No, Nyx, he can't. Stand? Pick him up, Vic. You have to pick him up. Ugh. Kano, you're helping
I'm
with
looking
Vic.
For like a clean spot to
carry this
here
bike.
I'll take the bleeding guy. You guys take the bike.
I'll take the fork gun.
I imagine that Brash is just looking for an airlock button and just like jettison everyone into space.
My only problem is I can't decide who to shoot first. Like, I can't figure it out.
It's a target-rich environment.
I help Nyx up.
Shake comes over and is like, shake, shake, and sweep, sweep, like, sweep, sweep. And together the two of them like hoist Nyx.
Great. Excellent. I'm leading the droids. The rest of you follow. And we're going to start, and I'm going to like comlink ahead. And be like, I couldn't commandeer transport. Find out if there are any other ways out. Can we awaken Kreev?
You hear the sounds of blaster fire, and
to die, rebel scum! Great. hello. I'm aware you're killing, but this is really important tactically.
More important than putting down the rebels who did this to Captain Kreev?
Well, if the whole station goes and we all die, then Kreev also dies. Whereas if we can get him off the station, then he lives and we've done our jobs.
No, our job was to protect the artifact.
I have the artifact.
You hear,
all right, sir, we're moving.
And you just hear someone go, so horny!
why am I bleeding?
It's like, Captain Kreev is awake. I will carry him.
Oh. Great, we need to commandeer a ship or shut down your ship. It keeps shooting the ships.
He yells, T-108, find us another way out of here. RF-712, hold them off. Steve. Really gotta remember your code name, bud. It's a real problem. Alright, let's move.
And then you hear like hop, 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 as well as like more blaster fire and screaming.
Great, I'm just like, send me the meet point and we'll find you there. I'm inbound with other assets that can assist.
Got it, sir. Long live the long live the Emperor.
Then the comm link clicks off. You get a ping on your data pad that seems to be three decks down. So based on your knowledge of Anarch 3, you can either try and kind of go down through maintenance that is closer to the fuel banks where everything exploded, but it's also less likely to be populated since most of the crew was sent away and or possibly dead. Or you can kind of you imagine that either the good restaurant or the bad restaurant, as they are so named, will likely have some kind of like loading dock. That'll give you into the guts of the ship. That said, there were likely people there. So your options team are basically more environmentally dangerous path with less people or more people-y path with less environmental risk.
I say more people-y.
Having already been in space today, I vote we don't go in space. Some of you aren't as beautiful as I am, so I don't know if you'd make it out.
We'll go to the good restaurant. We can probably pull guns on them easier.
All right, so you book it towards the good restaurant. The second you get close, there's just a barrage of blaster fire. You all kind of duck into cover. Think of it as like... I was gonna say a nice place in a food court, but they're never nice. It's like a rainforest cafe. Like it's just like in the guts of the like part of the pleasure tumor that hasn't broken off into space yet. And they've kind of dropped the security chain fence thing that they put on,
like shutters.
Yeah, the shutters.
Yeah.
And you can tell there's a chef and like three really surly servers, and they've kind of flipped tables, and one of them's like, "Fuck off! This is where we're hiding."
Hey, can you let us in?
No, fuck you.
This is some fucking terrible customer service. Is this the good restaurant?
That's what the name says, motherfucker.
Jesus, I'd hate to see the bad restaurant.
It's actually nicer. You should have checked Spelt, the space Yelp.
We should go to the bad restaurant.
We don't have time to go to the bad restaurant. Remember explosions. Hello, gentlemen. My name is Brash Kor. I'm not interested in hiding. I'm interested in, shall we say, passing through. Can I offer you keys to a ship?
Ooh, that's a pretty good one. Can you roll me probably charm or coercion?
Oh, let's go with sweet, sweet charm. All right. Cool charm. I have... Where are you, charm? Alphabetical order. I was like, H comes after O. Oh my god. This is who I am, and it's not great. Okay, cool.
I'm going to core.
Just all about the O's and not about the hoes.
I'm about both. Brash gets down. Cool, so I got my eyes. What are we at?
Okay, so you're offering them something they want, but they also don't know or trust you. So I'm going to make this a hard check. So that's 3 difficulty, please.
Great.
I will give you 1 boost for telling the truth. I'm also going to give you 1 setback for the possibility that Fonzie might just tell them that the ship exploded. And I'm going to spend 1 destiny point to upgrade the difficulty on one of those dice to one of the purples to a red. So from a difficulty to a challenge.
Great. I have an ability in charm because I'm so charming, I remove a setback. So that's out.
So Fonzie, like, you look at the keys, you look at them, and you realize this is guile.
I kind of raise my hand because I have a question.
I put his hand down.
And I put up like halfway.
I try to like assume a leaderly pose and I say, yes, waka waka.
Are the keys for the exploded ship or the not exploded ship?
They are for the not exploded ship, and you just see like, woo,
like I'm in heaven from lying perspective. Let's just roll the dice. I could spend destiny, but it's more interesting if I don't.
And that's how you play Edge of the Empire.
Oh, nice. The challenge die rolled up.
Holy shit.
Empty. Did you fucking kill it? It looks like you did amazing.
Okay. So I scored 3 successes and 3 boosts.
Oh, Jesus. So 3 advantage and 3 success?
Yeah.
3. But no triumphs, correct?
No triumphs. Just 3 success and 3 advantage.
Okay. So this turns into a pretty quick kind of hostage negotiation kind of situation. They raise the grate. They come out like in classic like Walking Dead survivor poses, like, you know, they've got their guns up, but they kind of go like, all right, so we give you the keys to the restaurant. You give us keys to the ship. Is that right?
110%. Yes.
Enjoy your franchise, assholes. And they throw you the keys.
Great. And I throw them the other keys and I say, it's
down that way to the docking bay.
They're like, it's right behind you and you're here because you said you wanted to be. And they take off down the hallway.
Cool. We'll go into the restaurant. I'm locking it behind us.
Yeah, bring that fucking shutter down.
As they're running away, one of them's like, but what about all my stuff in my locker?
I want to go check out that locker.
Check out the locker, yeah.
We don't have time to check out the locker.
Smash cut to the locker room. Fonzie and Vic, you're both standing next to a locker.
Mm-hmm.
You've busted out all the other ones as Brash impatiently is like sorting out how to work the elevator.
Trying to keep Nyx's face on his body.
Actually, that's probably a better use of time. You're like bandaging Nyx. Nyx is pretty fucked up. Like he's unconscious and his face is shredded. He's got some internal bleeding, but like between you shake, shake and sweep, sweep and like Shatterstar is like, oh, I've seen explosions. Like you're all helping. So you're annoyed by this, but also this is a necessary, like he would die if you didn't stop and deal with him.
Also, if I can get him stable, I do want to try to figure out what is in this briefcase when no one else sees. I can't have anybody else know if I'm bluffing because Waka Waka Fonzie is a dumbass and Vic is a dumbass and everyone else is a dumbass.
Shatterstar's not.
But no, Shatterstar went to get the bike when told. Shatterstar, worse dumbass. Shatterstar is like a beta dumbass.
None of them are dibs. Fair enough.
My sweet, sweet dibs.
The only person I could trust is Nyx.
Yeah, I just really got to find that Marcellus Wallace's soul in that briefcase, huh?
Exactly.
All right, cool. So you guys are standing by the final locker. This one has like, it's got a keypad like the other ones that you've busted. This one has like some cool like hearts and stars stickers around the keypad. How are you going to determine who gets to open the locker?
Rock, paper, lightsabers.
Do we have lightsabers? Is it a finger?
It's the children's game.
Rock, paper, oh, I see.
Or data pad lightsabers.
So I started looking for rocks and scissors. I was like, well, I got the rocks and the scissors.
And this has worked for every lock up to this point where you're looking around for rocks and scissors, and then I start trying to open the locker.
And then, Adam, when you try and find the lightsaber, like Hello Darkness, My Old Friend starts playing, and like you just... Like there are slats inside your helmet, so you get that like Seymour Skinner remembering Vietnam thing. You just remember your vision going green, and intense pain. But you do have the rock, so that's good.
Now I just need scissors, 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 scissors.
And I'm working away on that locker.
Yeah, can you roll me, this is, I guess, a slicing check? How are you trying to get in? Are you actually trying to hack it, or are you just entering random codes?
Random codes, for sure, would be fixed.
Okay, so give me...
1-1-1-1-1. 1-1-1-1-2. 1-1-1-1-3.
Okay,
so... And so on and so forth.
Jesus. Give me skullduggery, please. I'm going to make this difficulty 1.
Yeah, this is really just a test of how stupid the people who left were, and based on how we fooled them...
And I'm going to give you one setback dice because you have to occasionally pretend that you're not doing this whenever Fonzie turns around and looks back. But the nice thing is his helmet is so like cyclopean that it's very easy to tell where his focus is at any given point.
It's like Michael Keaton Batman. There's like no neck.
100%. Yeah. Like he's basically just a torso. Boo from Mario.
Awesome. The setback die came up with nothing. So that is a grand total of 2 successes plus advantage.
Okay, wicked. So, yeah, you...
1-1-1-1-3 gets it.
The door cracks open, and with your advantage, I'll say you're able to pilfer whatever's in there without Fonzie seeing it and close it again. So inside, you find a journal, a handwritten journal. You find sort of like a cup with a few credit chips in it. And you find a necklace with a crystal on it.
Cool. I'm just noting this down.
Yeah, totally. There's also a pinup of Mon Mothma, who you've never heard of and don't really care, but she seems like a lady with like kind of a bowl cut and like a heart around her face. The words sort of scrawled under it are "Be still, my rebel heart."
Oh. That's nice. And I'll just like close the door because I want to make sure that.
Yeah. So Fonzie, you come
Fonzie
back.
Fonzie doesn't
see. And you haven't found scissors, but you did find some paper.
Is these scissors?
I was going to say, for the record, you never told him to look. It was rock, paper, lightsaber.
Yep. We know.
No, this is fine though, because I got what I wanted. And I'll say...
it's very Fonzie to come back
say,
with
it
a fourth
is.
Item.
You won the game again. And I knock on the locker and like the door kind of swings open. I was like, it opened for the first time when you were here. So have a look.
Fonzie, inside you see a sick poster of some lady you've never seen.
Whoa, what a sick poster. Who is that? And I take it and I kind of roll it up and I kind of shove it up in my helmet to like keep it there. Like on the side. Up. Yeah. Just like that's why I keep it.
Great. Smash cut back to Nyx. He's still unconscious, but I'm going to say that you've managed to stabilize him, like the four of you kind of working together. And then in like classic Metal Gear or pretty much any video game where you have to clear a room before the elevator arrives, you hear like a ding, ding. And the elevator door is kind of like, they've got one of those awkward like chain link fence doors. It's like... as it does so, you can hear someone rattling at the shutter outside. Be like, hey, that ship exploded. You guys are full of shit. I know I want what's in my locker.
Well, gentlemen, the elevator is available. Ladies, people indeterminate, robots, let's all move along into the future. And friends, maybe check the fine details in future. You've been brashed.
The doors close and you descend into darkness.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at The Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dum Dums and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Manicola, Long Long, Jason Denson, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.